As so much instability seems to be roiling the Middle East in recent weeks, U.S. and multi-party negotiations over Iran's nuclear program have been going on, and there's a deadline coming up this Sunday.
These are tough negotiations. The Iranians are strong in their positions. They understand what their needs are. We understand what ours are. Both are working in good faith to try to find a way forward. And as I said, I think we've made some progress.
Secretary of State John Kerry speaking there. Joining us now is Syed Hossein Mousavian, who's a research scholar at Princeton University, former Iranian diplomat. Syed, welcome to The Takeaway.
Nice to be here.
Now, Iran was saying at least 6 months ago that it was very, very willing to do something in good faith and really aggressive about scaling back the nuclear program. Is that still the case?
Definitely, this is the case. On the talks we have had during last 2 weeks in Vienna, actually two sets of different measures have been discussed, John. One measure, sets of measures within the framework of Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. This is the only major international treaty we have on non-proliferation. And the good news is that Iranians, they have agreed to comply fully with the maximum level of transparency within the framework of NPT. Here, there is no dispute. Therefore, on transparency measures within non-proliferation treaty, there is nothing more Iranians could agree. This is good news. The second part of the negotiations, which really have made the negotiation very tough and difficult, is not about non-proliferation treaty. It's about the demands of the U.S. and some other world powers on measures beyond NPT. For example, they are asking Iran to limit its enrichment below 5%, which Iranians, they have agreed. But this is beyond NPT. They are asking Iran to have no reprocessing. It is beyond NPT, but Iranians, they have agreed. They are asking Iran to have limited stockpile. This is beyond NPT. Iranians, they have agreed. And they are asking Iran even some measures on transparency and inspections beyond NPT. Even on this issue, Iranians, they have agreed for a specific period as confidence building.
Right, right. And NPT, of course, is the non-proliferation treaty that you're referring to. Yeah, exactly. Just and that sounds very, very technical. I'm wondering from your perspective as a diplomat, how has the situation of the sort of instability in Iraq right now and in Syria and what's going on in Gaza complicated, if at all, any of these negotiations, or can they take place in parallel with what else is going on in the region?
See, John, everyone now understands very well the region, the Middle East, already is on fire. We have a crisis in Syria, civil war, sectarian war. We have almost sectarian war in Iraq. The Iraq and Syria, they are both on the verge of collapse as a nation and as a state. Afghanistan doesn't have a better situation. They have domestic turmoil. The peace process have failed. And the Egypt domestic situation is very unstable. Yemen is very unstable. Therefore, there is no room for another confrontation between Iran and the U.S., the U.S. as a major international power, and Iran as the most powerful nation in the region, or at least one of the most powerful countries. I believe today that the door would be opened immediately after a peaceful nuclear settlement agreement for the U.S. and Iranians to begin a regional dialogue. This is extremely important and vital.
Well, a provocative analysis from the perspective of a former Iranian diplomat that the instability in the region is actually an opportunity for the United States and Iran to get together as opposed to a complicating factor. Syed Hossein Mousavian is a research scholar at Princeton University, former Iranian diplomat and nuclear negotiator. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.